Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shurim and Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzhak Kachela. We're now in Masech Menachot, Daf Chaf Gimel Amud Aleph, towards the bottom of the Amud, about to take a look at the first half of Mishnah Gimel of this, the third chapter of Menachot. Shtei Menachot, and this will continue on our inquiry about Rabbi Yehuda and Min Bimino. Shtei Menachot Shalom Nikmetzu V'nit Arvu Zevazeh. So now you have, not like the previous case, but here you have two Menachot, neither of which had Kometz taken from them, and they got mixed in together. If you can identify them separately, so you could take a kometz from each one separately, then kshirot, it works. Then you could eat all the shiraim, v'im lav, psuot. And if not, then the whole korban is pasul. Now, kometz, shintari v'mincha shalom mitza, let's say you now have a kometz that got mixed up into a mincha of tevel, meaning it didn't yet have kometz taken. Lo yaktir, you can't burn it. The imiktir, you can't burn it because you're not allowed to burn the shirayim. The imiktir, but if you did burn it, zushinik mitzol ala ba'alim. The one that had the kometz taken is good because the kometz got burnt and it counts for the owners. Zushalonik mitzol ala ba'alim. The one that didn't, obviously doesn't count for the ba'alim because no kometz happened. Nita'arev kometza b'sharea b'sharea shel chaverta. Let's say that the kometz fell into its own shirayim or the shirayim of another korban. Lo yaktir, again, because you're not allowed to burn shirayim. But v'imiktir ola ala ba'alim, it does count. Now, Amar Rav Chista. Machloket Rav Chista Rav Chanina about something that is very much a backdoor sugya, but it's going to come back into our Mishnah. Nevela betela b'shchuta. Meaning, if you have one piece of nevela meat and two pieces of shchuta meat, they get mixed up together, it's all considered shchuta, at least for the purposes that if you touch them, there is no safek of tuma, it's 100% not tamei. You are. She'ef shalu shchuta sh'te'aseh nevela. And listen to his reasoning. A shchuta could never become like a nevela. Once an animal is killed properly, it never has tumat nevela. U'shchuta ena b'teila b'nei levela, but not the opposite. So if you have two nevela and one shchuta, you still consider it batel. Sorry, safek. It's not batel. The shchuta maintains its identity. And therefore, if you touch it, you're safek tameh. Shef, menat vadai tameh. Shef shar le nevela sh'te'aseh shchuta. Because a nevela could never, could become like a shchuta, meaning it could lose its status of tuma. Once it becomes all fouled and reeking, then it doesn't have tumat nevela anymore. Now, this is very, the ruling is what the ruling is, but the reasoning seems to be very strange. We'll get underneath it in a moment. But first, Rabbi Chanina takes the opposite position. Kol shef sharlo liyot kamohu, anything that could become like the other, a no batel, is not batel. And the idea is, if it could become like the other, then it's judged as min b'mino. V'chol she'ef shal liot kamohu, but something that could never change its status, batel, is batel. And he clearly opposes Rav Chista, and his position is the opposite. That a shchuta is batel b'nevela, so if you have two pieces nevela and one piece shchuta, and you touch this mix, you are tameh vadai, and vice versa, you're tameh safek, but not tahor. Now, Ali ben Iman, their position is a discussion within whose approach. The Rabbanan certainly wouldn't counter any of this, because they maintain that min b'mino is batel. Their limud, as we saw in the previous sugya, is that only things that go up on the mizbeach maintain their identity, even in the face of overwhelming odds, if you will, but not min b'mino. Min b'mino is batel. So this meat should be batel, chad betray. One is batel to the two, and the whole thing is whatever the two are. So, but if it's according to Rabbi Yehuda, bata chazuta, so we know that Rabbi Yehuda follows what, not halachic identity, but rather visual, or smell, recha, right? And we'll see in a moment, minohu. Right? Because Rabbi Yehuda, with the whole sugya of dam that we saw in the previous piece, says that if it's dam, that gets into mayim, as long as it still looks like dam, etc. So therefore, it's the visual, the texture of it, whatever it is, but not its halachic status that defines it as mean or not mean, and it's all meat here. So it's all mean v'mino, and therefore it should not be batel. Ella, in either case, Ella, alibid Rabbi Chia, the answer is it's following a version of Rabbi Yehuda versus Rabbanan of Rabbi Chia, who is of course later than they are. The Tani Rabbi Chia, he said the following, Nevela u'shchuta betelot zo bazu. But he didn't say in which direction, meaning, there is a bitul that goes on between Nevela and Shchuta, even though they mean Bemino. Now, Rabbi Chiya Libanaman, who's he saying that according to? E. Alibanaman, Hamir Alibanaman, Le'adadi, Hamin Bemino Batel. All mean Bemino is Batel, so there's no Chiddush about Nevela and Shchuta, and it should also be in both directions. The Alibanaman, Rabbi Yehuda, call Min Bemino, Rabbi Yehuda, Lo Batel. Rabbi Yehuda says, not Batel. The answer is, Le'olam Alibanaman, Rabbi Yehuda. When does he say Min Mino is not Patel? It's only when the thing could halachically be the same as the other. We call it Min Bimino. But once it could never become like the other one, then Patel, it's called Min B'She'eino Mino, even though they look alike, taste alike, smell alike, but halachically they're different, therefore they're Min B'She'eino Mino and Patel. And now, what's the machlok of Chista of Chanina? How come he palgit? Rav Chista savar bata mevatel azlinan, meaning we look at the nullifier. So in the case when the shchuta is two and the nevela is one, since the nevela could become like the shchuta, therefore, since the shchuta, the mevatel, could never become like the nevela, we judge this to be min b'she'eno mino, and the nevela is batel to it. However, in the flip side, since the nevela, if there's two of them, could become like the shchuta when it loses its tumah, when it becomes eroded or whatever, therefore it's called min bimino, and the shchuta is not batel to it, it maintains its identity, and the whole thing is a safek. Rachidah has the opposite approach, which is you look at the status of the thing being nullified, and therefore everything's flipped. Okay, let's test this. Tanan, our Mishnah, and this is why it's here, shtei benachot shalom nikman suvin tarvu zebazeh. You have two menachot that did not have the komets happen to them. The komets was not taken. And they got mixed in together. And here, the two menachot, meaning the two parts that are not the komets, the shiraim, are getting mixed up together. But when you take from the first one, the second one is all tevel. Once you take one, ira chavele shiraim, the rest of its mincha is shiraim, plus it's mixed in with a whole other mincha, which is now tevel, because you haven't yet taken its komets, whichever you took first. The other one you haven't taken yet. Lokamavatli shiraim lativla. And the shiraim are not mevatel, are not batel to the tevel, which is why you could still see this as valid. So, Mani, who could the author of our Mishnah be then, according to that? E rabbanan ha'amri olin hudlomavatli adadi. Hamin mino batel. They say min mino is batel, and therefore this mincha should never work. Abshit Rabbi Yehuda. Our mishnah has to be Rabbi Yehuda. So bishtol amanda abata batel is lina. According to Rav Chanina, it works because Rav Chanina says we look at the status of the batel here, the one that would be nullified. The one here that would be nullified is the shirayim, right? Now batel and the shirayim. We look at the tevel. Batel havekim vatel. The tevel could become like the shirayim once its komets is taken. Shirayim kihani, then it becomes shirayim min mino, and therefore it's not patel. But if you look at the shirayim, shirayim mikavu tivlo, they could never become tevel. So lema the dolok rabbi chia, who dolok rav chista, dolok rav chia. There's a very gersaot here, but what we're trying to say is this seems to go against rav chia's take because Rav Chista's position would be cut out here. It wouldn't work. The answer is no. We have a special clause here. Hatam ka Rabbi Zeira. Rabbi Zeira, Nemra Haktara b'komets, and Nemra Haktara b'shirayim. Now, Nemra Haktara b'shirayim is a little tricky, but Haktara, which is said about komets, is you have to burn the komets. Nemra Haktara b'shirayim is, Chol dvash v'chol chosor v'chol dvash lo taktiru, mimenu ishal Hashem, and mimenu even means the shirayim, you can't put dvash in them. But the point is it says Haktara there, and so therefore, that both komets and shirayim have haktara said. What's the comparison? Maktaram of komets, just like komets, ein komets vatal chavero, because a komets is not vatal another one, because it's olim. Af haktaram, rabbi shirayim, ein shirayim vatalim up to komets. Similarly, shirayim are not vatal komets, and shirayim are not vatal each other. And so therefore, even though you're right, according to Rav Chista, the shirayim should become, vatal to the tevel, Nonetheless, they're not batel because of the special gzerat hakatuv. Okay, let's test it against the next clause in the Mishnah. Toshma, komets shintarev b'mincha shalom nikmetzah. Now you have komets that got mixed up into a mincha of tevel. Lo yaktir v'miktir zush nikmetzah talabalim, zush nikmetzah lo talabalim. And of course, the only thing we're concerned about is the fact that the one that was nikmat does count. The whole big tevel of this mincha that was not taken does not vatal the komets that fell in, and the komets maintains its identity. Mani, I Rabbanan ha'amri olin hudalom vatli adadi. The Rabbanan only said olin are not mevatal each other. But this is not olin mevatal each other. This is tevel being mevatal olin should work. Vatal, so it can't be Rabbanan. Elapshit Rabbi Yehuda, so our Mishnah continues to be only authored by Rabbi Yehuda. Bishtam alaman the Rabbatam mevatal aslin, and now it works according to Avchista. Because mevatal have a kibatal, the tevel could become like the komets. The choporta chazil the mikvatz mine, any piece of the tevel is ra'ui for komets. You could take komets from anywhere. So any piece of it theoretically could be komets, therefore it's min b'mino. If you look at the mevatel, min mino eno batel, fine. Mother about the batel is then according to Rav Chanino says you look at the batel, the one that's mit batel, which would be the komets. Komets mikavi haitivla. The komets can never become tevel. So it should be min mishemino, misheino mino. It should be batel, which means lemet lo korbichia, which means it sounds like our Mishnah again is not fitting with Rav Chia's whole take on this machloket. The answer is no. Haganam kedu Rav Zera. We have the same Zera takedu Rav Zera that says that the komets is not mevatel the shirayim, shiram not mevatel the komets, etc. Everything maintains its identity. Okay. Third, toshmani darev kumtza b'shirayim shel chaverta. So if the komets got mixed up in its own shirayim or the shirayim of another one, lo yaktiv miktir al talabalim, and again it counts and the komets doesn't lose its identity. Here the mevatel could not become like the batel. Right, the shirayim, there's a shirayim now, which could never become komets. Therefore, it should be min b'sheino mino, and nonetheless, it's not mevatel. Mani, irabon, etc. So the whole same piece again. Rav Zera and Emrak Haktor b'komets, Emrak Haktor b'shirayim. Same answer. Maktar abom b'komets and komets vatel chaver. Haktor amur b'shirayim and shiram vatelim et chakomets. Good. Okay, all of that's from our Mishnah. Now let's test it against the following. This is now not talking about mincha anymore. It's talking about matzah on Pesach. Let's say that you spiced it with sesame or with any sort of spices. Kshera, it's still valid as matzah because matzah, he elishini create matzah metubelet. It still has identity as matzah. It's called spicy matzah. Now, kasalka daitok da apishlatav lin tvei matzah. Our assumption here is you put in more tvalin than matzah. So that means that the matzah should be batel to the tvalin. So bishtam alamandam arbatar batel azlin, and if you look at the batel, which would be the matzah, batel havim kim vatel, it could become like the tavlin. The chima afsha havim like a tavlin. Once it gets all mushy and a little bit infected by the tvalin, it'll take on the same personality as the tavlin, and it'll be min b'mino, not batel. The matzah maintains its identity. Alamandam arbatar mevatel azlin, but if you say, look at the mevatel, Tvalin miha kavu matzah. Tvalin, the spices, could never become matzah, so therefore it should be min b'sheino mino and should be batel. So the answer is you had the wrong assumption. Achamayaskin lo afish la tavlin. You didn't put as many spices at that. Teruva matzah hi v'lo batla. The majority of volume here is matzah, and therefore it's not batel. And I'll prove it to you because deikanami diktani. Look carefully at the Mishnah, at the bright that says matzah hi hashugat matzah metubelet. The bright that says it is matzah, but it's just called spicy matzah. So you see that that's the majority. Okay, now we have and we will pick it up in the next podcast with this story of Rav Kahana coming to visit Bnei Rabbi Chia and their interaction. In the meantime, we'll pause at this point at the top, bottom of Dav Chav Gimel Amud Bet, and everyone should have a wonderful day.